Iran is a more likely source of new supply. The country's negotiators are trying to strike a deal with America that would lift economic sanctions in return for limits on its nuclear ambitions. If they succeed, Iran could add around 1 million barrels a day to the market by the end of the year. It could also sell the 200 million barrels it currently has in storage. Chris Midgley of S&P Global Platts, a data firm, points out that Saudi officials do not want a replay of 2018, when America's decision not to reimpose oil sanctions on Iran took them by surprise and sent oil prices lurching downwards. What, then, to expect from the cartel and its allies? There are three scenarios. One is that countries start producing whatever they want, a price war ensues, and oil prices tumble. Analysts reckon that this is the least likely outcome. Energy ministers still bear the scars of the ill-timed price war of March 2020, when Russia and Saudi Arabia failed to agree on production cuts. The market was flooded with oil just before demand suffered its COVID-induced collapse. Another possibility is that a new deal fails to be struck and that countries stick to their current quotas. That would mean the extra post-July production increases that the market had been expecting do not materialise. Coupled with a summer uptick in demand from holidaymakers as they fly or drive to their destinations, that would push prices up, perhaps over $80 a barrel. The most likely outcome from the row, however, is a compromise. One possibility is that the UAE and some other countries are allowed a temporary increase in output and the thorny issue of quota revision is kicked down the road. Even if a deal is struck, however, the spat may portend further disagreements and more price volatility. OPEC Plus members are using divergent strategies when it comes to the energy transition and the oil markets, argues Francesco Martoccia of Citigroup, a bank. Faced with dwindling demand in the long term, some producers, such as the UAE, want to boost supply and monetize petroleum reserves earlier. Others, such as Saudi Arabia, want to restrict production to keep prices high. Such divisions will become even clearer as the shift towards a greener economy accelerates. OPEC's latest tiff won't be its last.